Let's get out of Victoria, where the state government has now confirmed that in the last 24 hours it used capsicum spray in one of its youth detention centres. There was already an outcry over the government's authorisation of the use of tear gas against young detainees in the wake of a recent breakout from one centre. The state's Children's Commissioner says she's deeply concerned about tear gas being misused. Tom Nightingale reports.
Trouble in youth detention means using tear gas on juveniles is now an option. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is making no apologies.
I support our officers having available to them the equipment, the expertise and the training that is required to make sure that these places are as orderly as they can be and that they are secure. The use of that, as well as the other equipment, the other processes that have been referred to this morning, are long-standing practice in terms of our prisons, and where deemed appropriate for the safety of staff and for the good order and the security of these facilities, where it's deemed appropriate to use those things, then I support our Corrections Victoria staff doing just that.
Approval was granted by Victoria's Governor in Council last Friday. The Commissioner for Children and Young People, Leanna Buchanan, says it risks repeating mistakes made very recently elsewhere.
It's only 6 months ago. As a nation, we watched footage of boys being tear gassed at Dondale and we were collectively outraged. So I have to say I'm fairly dismayed to be here in Victoria now seeing the introduction of tear gas into our youth justice centres.
Leanna Buchanan says it's simply wrong.
The bottom line is I'm worried. I'm worried that as soon as you introduce the possible use of tear gas, then there's a risk of that being misused. And again, misused against children who are ultimately in the care of the state.
It's been 1 week since 15 youth detainees escaped from the Malmesbury Youth Detention Centre near Bendigo. Some are accused of going on to hijack cars, break into homes and commit violent robberies before being caught. Leanna Buchanan says tear gas is not the answer.
Tear gas is a highly toxic and very dangerous substance. So it has a range of effects on different people, and in some people it can be highly dangerous. There have been cases where it has been lethal, depending on the pre-existing conditions of the individual. But the bottom line is it causes very significant pain. It causes significant difficulty in breathing in the short term. Again, for me, it worries me that it is a measure that we're moving to, perhaps before we're looking at improving incident response capability in other ways.
Okay, but the government says that at the moment the staff don't have the tools they need to defuse volatile or potentially dangerous situations. So what would you recommend instead?
So I absolutely appreciate that the situation in the youth justice centres in Victoria is very volatile and unsettled at the moment. I'm worried, though, that we're moving straight to the deployment of very significant weapons like tear gas. For me, I'd rather see us look at improving consistency in how the young people are treated, making sure that they're not still being locked down for days at a time for arbitrary reasons like staff shortages. I want to make sure that the staff in the centres are well trained in basic de-escalation and incident response well before we look to introduce measures like tear gas.
That's Victoria's Children's Commissioner Leanna Buchanan speaking to Tom Nightingale in Melbourne.